Welcome back to the podcast with no name. Because it still has no name.
No name.
In fact, Chibs and I have been speaking about this in this last week about the name.
Yeah.
And what we should go for, and whether actually we should just continue calling it the podcast with no name.
So one of the ones that Ange came up with, which is actually a really solid choice, is 88. Two fat ladies.
Et voila.
And the house that we grew up in was number 88.
Yeah.
Is good for a number of reasons. And that's been the most popular. Well, I've said to a couple of my friends, like my two best friends, Mel and Michelle. Michelle came straight back and said, definitely 88.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't like the podcast with no name. She didn't like that title.
What about
Faces for Podcasts?
Yeah.
Quite like that.
Yeah, I thought that was quite a good one. Faces for Podcasts. Because...
And do you know what else Michelle said, which I actually agree with? Yeah. She was saying, why don't you continue to go through the alphabet? So we've done P is for Pepper of the period.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. What comes after P in the alphabet?
Q.
Ooh, Q.
Q is for Queens.
Q is for double queen.
V is your queen. So.
I mean, what are we going to do when we get to Z? I think, firstly, thank you to everyone who's downloaded our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
We're not going to tell you exactly how many, but we will just say we have been blown away with the amount of people that have downloaded this.
Yeah.
Ange, are you incapable of putting lights on in your house? Ange and I are on Zoom and it's just getting darker and darker in
her study. I like the dark zone.
She's drinking rosé.
Yeah, I am. Because I've had one of those freaking days.
Oh, not hormone related, I hope.
No, bloody people related.
Oh, they're even worse.
I actually came on the Zoom with Pat and she went, are you drinking rosé? And I went, yeah, I need something to chill me the fudge out.
Fudge.
Literally, obviously I didn't say fudge because we weren't recording, so no. I could actually go full on.
I hate fudge.
So do I.
It is rank.
Who chooses to eat fudge?
The people that are choosing to eat a Yorkie. That's what I'm saying.
Same camp.
Same camp. They're picking a Mars bar or a Yorkie or fudge. And quite frankly, all three of them are disgusting.
Disgusting. Absolutely
they are disgusting. Maybe on one of these podcasts, we should just slowly both drink rosé and see what happens.
I mean, seriously.
Well, no, because we need to be careful what we say and you'll never know what'll come out. What'll go out.
There's always editing, Pat. There's always editing.
That's true. The power of the edit. The other thing that we had, as well as loads of listeners, is loads of emails.
We did. Some cracking emails.
We have had some brilliant emails. So Sarah emailed in and she said, just listen to your podcast and I loved it. I'm so glad my kids are too old for Peppa Pig, but now it's bloody TikTok and hormones. Not a good combo.
That is
a I can't wait to hear more. Idea for a name, Cordon Bleu. All I could come up with. Sorry, Sarah.
I appreciate the shout, Sarah, because actually Sarah was the only person that actually came up with any kind of name suggestion.
That is true. So Sarah goes to the top of the podcast class.
Absolutely.
Absolute mom.
And then we had Jenny. Said, Ruth and Ange, can you settle a debate I'm having with my mum?
Ooh.
We were chatting last night and she thinks Cadbury's beats Galaxy. I told her, no way. And I knew you were the people to come to with these difficult subjects. Hoping you can help, Jenny. Well.
This is going to split the room.
Jenny is in the Galaxy camp.
Yeah, she'd have a Team Galaxy t-shirt.
Yeah, and her mum is Team Cadbury.
Let's call her mum Janet.
Jenny?
Janet.
So, Janet is Cadbury's, Jenny is Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I am absolutely with Janet.
What about a Galaxy minstrel?
No, they're probably one of the worst. The whole crispy shell, chocolate inside.
Not a fan.
No.
So you don't think Smarties have the answer?
No, they don't. This is my issue, right? Galaxy what are they called? Minstrels.
Minstrels, yeah. Then I was actually thinking, what does she mean? Galaxy's called Galaxy. Why is she asking me what it's called?
Galaxy Minstrels, right? My issue is the shell is too hard. Whereas a Smartie, the shell is softer.
So you've got a big criteria for chocolate, haven't you?
I do, because, right, chuck a handful of Smarties, like, I mean, you know, like the tube of Smarties, you put like probably half the tube in your hand.
Or the whole tube. Bam.
Smack them all in your mouth, right? Smack them in your mouth. And you suck, right?
Oh, gosh, this has gone very blue, very quick. I was not expecting you to say, and you suck.
We're talking sexual Smartie.
Sexual Smartie. I'm never going to achieve the Smarties in a again.
Have you not ever sucked a Smartie?
It's totally got, I mean, we're what, like 10 minutes in? Not even that, and we have just plummeted to the depths.
Into oblivion.
Of blue. I mean, talk blue. About sit down, Alan.
Bit of blue.
Bit of blue for dad. I mean, I'm not really a sign. I couldn't even finish that sentence. I was going to say I'm not really a sucker, but I feel like we're going way down a wrong route.
Sucking Smarties, especially when you've got loads of in your mouth.
I'm so sorry that this is already where we're at. I mean, I blame Jenny.
So do I, and Jack.
Jenny, can you write in and let us know if your mum is called Janet?
I really hope she is.
So do I.
So anyway, definitely
whack them in,
suck them, because then the shells are soft, right? The shells go soft, the colour comes off, they soften, milk, the chocolate starts to soften. That's the taste sensation.
This has become like an audiobook for 50 Shades of Smarties. I mean, I really appreciate that Jenny has brought this to us. And
hopefully.
You know, I really admire that she thought we were the people to deal with these difficult
things. Oh my gosh.
But we're not.
Eh?
Well, we're a split, aren't we? We're already we're basically Jenny and Janet.
Okay, then. So we need our podcast crew here.
To get involved. We need
some responses via email or via Insta.
Yeah.
Giving us what camp you're in, whether it's your galaxies or your Cadbury's, then we can do a little tot up and we can announce the winning camp.
So we then had a message from Alice. Hi, Ruth and Ange, love the podcast. Obviously, duh. Cannot wait for the content in the coming weeks. I just know you'll have me in hysterics. Don't forget us OGs when you're touring the world with your infectious personalities and the kind souls you are. Big things have to be on the horizon. Well, firstly, Alice, thanks.
That is such a lovely message.
Such a lovely message.
Thank you.
But she goes on to say, my two favourite bits. P.S. Pepper is a total brat. Fact. PPS, blooming love a double decker, but I'm also partial to a Kinder Bueno, and I think this is my favourite bit of the email. If I'm feeling a bit adventurous.
I don't think I've ever had a Kinder Bueno.
What?
Yeah.
But Joel loves them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of the hippos? The Kinder hippos?
No.
Why have you never had a Bueno? You'd love them.
I think, again, it's the crispy shell thing that puts me off.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you, man? Bloody hell!
But, you know, I'm not, I don't have an overly sweet tooth.
Oh, but come on, if a crispy shell is enough to turn you off, you've got massive problems.
I know, I have.
You've got massive chocolate problems.
I have, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. And what three brilliant emails though to kick us off?
I know, they were great. One thing I did notice.
Yeah.
When I listen, how posh my voice sounded.
Oh yeah, it's true. But you do that. This is the thing.
You put it on. No, because I'm not doing. I'm not talking any differently than I normally do. But when I hear it back, I'm like, what?
But you do have a tendency sometimes when you do videos to go into a stupid voice, and I've never really known why.
I don't know. I don't even know I'm doing it.
You need to sort that out, mate. I want the next Instagram video stories for you to do. I want it to be a shoving of the Smarties and a suckage.
I'm going to do that.
It's what I want to see.
I'm doing it. Don't you worry about it.
I want to see
the full Smartie experience. So our next email was actually on a more serious note.
Right.
Which was actually quite nice to receive.
Mm.
Obviously, we will keep the person anonymous. Hey, Ruth and Ange, I need your help with something. As lockdown started, I decided to split up with my boyfriend of 8 years, as I've been sleeping with someone else, in brackets. He doesn't know that, obvs. Anyway, I now think I've made a terrible mistake. Since the lockdown has been semi-lifted, I have been to see guy number two a couple of times, and I can't stop thinking about my boyfriend. I am not sure he will take me back, and I know his friends are mad with me. What would you do? Love the podcast. Keep it up. That is a big one.
That is a
big conundrum.
Look, I always think with matters of the heart, you've got to be true to yourself.
Absolutely.
And at the moment, you're saying you don't think he would take you back. And you know that his friends are mad. Look, you're going to have to eat a lot of humble pie. There's going to have to be big apologies. I mean, I don't know from this email whether her boyfriend knows now that she was sleeping with someone else or whether she just ended it.
Yeah.
But I think if he doesn't know, you just need to be honest with him.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's very easy to think you miss... Or you probably do miss him. You obviously do miss him.
Mm.
But that's not necessarily a reason to go back.
No.
Because there was obviously something that wasn't maybe right with the relationship she had with her boyfriend for her to be sleeping with someone else.
Yeah. Do you can just be turned by lust?
I do.
Do you think the grass is greener and you get there and it's just grass?
Yeah, and that may be the case. Maybe she really has had that sort of awakening of, oh my gosh, like I've just made a massive mistake. Yeah. In which case, like you say, Chibs, then if you really think that that's what's happened,
you've got to suck it up.
You're just going to have to go back and do some major apologising and just see, you know, where he's at with that. But if anything, my advice would be, you need to bin off the guy you were sleeping with behind your boyfriend's back. You need to not pursue the boyfriend that you had before.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have some time when you're not having to be with anyone. You don't have to answer to anyone. You're not just take some time out just for yourself and have some alone time.
It's sort of like the analogy of relationships can be like an old pair of shoes, can't they? You put them back on and they feel comfy and then they start to pinch again and you realise why you put them at the back of the cupboard because they're not, when you wear them for a long time, they're not very comfy and you can't wait to take them off.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think you forget what that pinching feeling is like and you're like, oh, I'll try those shoes again. Because I haven't worn them for ages and halfway into the night you're like, big mistake.
This is why I don't wear them, yeah.
But I do think, you know, they've been together for 8 years. 8 years is a really long time. I think you're right. I think probably she does need some, like, space by herself.
Yeah. I think to just kind of get some real clarity on exactly what she wants or who she wants to kind of potentially be with. And that,
well, I think what will ultimately decide this is whether that who's in the Cadbury camp and who's in the Galaxy camp.
Yeah, I think she needs to ask that question straight away.
That is going to be, because if her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend was in the Galaxy camp for you, that would be game over.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are the crucial questions to be asking right now.
Go back and say, Galaxy,
what camp are you in?
And then let us know. Seriously, Anonymous. I always think you've got to follow your heart. And if there's something in your heart that is saying you and this guy need to give it another go, you don't want, you know, you might get back with him and then you might realise actually this isn't right. And you can always end it again.
But I know, but I think that's why having some time on her own is probably the best. Because ultimately, she's already hurt him once. I think actually to then go back, have another go, and then go, actually, no, I absolutely know I haven't made the right decision, and then home again.
Quite hard for
you. I just think right now, finish, don't see the other guy, have some space from the boyfriend.
What if he's giving her really great sex?
Yeah, then you stick around.
And you do not let that guy go.
You know, so either it's got to be an absolutely, I made a mistake, yeah, and I know 100% I want to be with him.
Yeah.
Pursue it, go for it, give it everything you have.
Yeah.
If you're just a little bit unsure, take some time, bin them both off,
yeah,
have some time, get yourself a dildo.
I wasn't going to be that crass, but I was going to say, spend some time exploring your vulva.
Exploring the Volvo. Get yourself a cheap Volvo.
And spend nights in there exploring yourself.
That is what you've got to do, Anonymous, okay?
But look, Anonymous, we hear you and we'd love to hear an update if you continue to listen. And thanks for trusting us.
Totally.
I mean, the next one is just as deep.
Yeah.
Craig writes, very simply, it was a one-line email. All I want to say is Cadbury Spira.
Bang. Boom. In your face.
Done. So many people said, what, and we talked about the Cadbury Spira, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We cut it out.
Yeah, we edited that out.
Yeah, well, you didn't. You didn't edit a second of the last podcast. I don't know why they ever took the Spira off the market.
Do you know what?
I know now you're going to say something. I'm going to just, hasn't got a crunchy outer shell, so surely you should be fine.
No,
with it.
My issue with the Spira.
Oh, God. What
was the fact that it was hollow?
Flipping! Chocolate companies cannot win with you. They absolutely cannot win.
Like, I liked them back.
But it's hard outer shell, too hollow, too soft, too hard, too burnt. Can't shove them in your mouth. can't eat 1,000 in one go. Oh, I mean, what is not to like about a Spira? It's a different version of a dairy milk.
I know.
Weirdo.
I don't even get myself about it, but I'm just saying how I feel.
Well, I'm pleased that you don't, because me and the thousands of other people listening definitely don't.
I know. I mean, that, so, I'm totally in the minimum on that side of things from the sounds of it. Spiras were big. People want them back. Cadbury's.
I get it. Spirals were big. People want them back. Classic. There is a call for them to come back. Cadbury, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Firstly, if you want to sponsor us, we'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you can give her the Spiras. I'm not that fast. But
she doesn't mean that, Cadbury. She'll take whatever you'll give us.
I'll just get Nestle to send me some Smarties.
Or Milky Bar Buttons.
Yeah. I can smack in my face.
and then suck.
Suck to my heart's content.
But talking of like bizarre, weird things, this week, have you been keeping up with Daisy May Cooper on Instagram?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
if you don't follow Daisy May Cooper from this country, firstly, if you haven't ever watched this country, go and watch it. It's absolutely Jeffing hilarious. Her and Paul Cooper are so funny, brother and sister.
Yeah.
But the stuff with the sea captain this week.
Just so basically, whole Instagram.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's just hilarious.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Daisy May Cooper got a message in her DMs from a very random guy that was like, hello, I'm new here, I find your picture very beautiful, can we be best friends? And then basically she has screenshotted and uploaded their ongoing message
conversation,
and it basically ended with this guy, he's been called the sea captain, and it's ended with this guy asking her for $953 US. But if you haven't found it, if you're not on Instagram for that at the moment, why the hell are you even there? Because that is all I keep checking.
Yeah. And you definitely should be following her if you're not, because
And the thing is with her, right? She is just, you can just tell what you see on Instagram is what you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
No BS.
No.
Like, doesn't care what her grid looks like, which is the number one on Instagram.
Sorry, swearing.
you know, her grid is so funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it? If you're not following Daisy May Cooper, and Daisy May, if you're listening, we bloody love you.
And I love her dances. Yeah. She does TikToks and she does them to, like, she did one to, like, Channel 4 News. And like EastEnders or something like that. She just does all these dances and she's got her bra on, she's in her pajamas.
She is
a breath of fresh air. Perfect world where you know everyone has to look a certain way and everyone has to post everything that looks bloody wonderful.
Yeah.
She's just on there going, do you know what? I don't give a shit about that. Yeah. This is me, this is who I am, this is what I like to do, and I hope you like it and it makes you
just realize, how did we get there from a Cadbury Spira? Like, I'm with you. Angie's not.
No.
I'm with you. I love a Spira.
I need to also move us on to the email we had from Hannah, who messaged and she said, Ruth and Ange, these were all in capital letters, this next statement.
Yeah.
It's a fuse.
Right, guys, I need to apologise.
Please apologise now, Patty.
Because it's not a Cadbury fusion. It's a Cadbury's fuse.
There we go.
And I really wish they would bloody bring it back.
And actually, now I know it's a fuse, I know what you mean.
What did you think of a fuse?
I liked them.
Holy, hang on. Yeah, hang on, guys. Hang on. You've not tuned in the wrong podcast.
I have no issues with a fuse.
Zero issues with a fuse?
Yeah.
I mean, Cadbury was stupid to stop it for that reason. Because we found a chocolate bar
that I can't have any issue with.
And he can't get it.
Yeah. What a bastard that is. Oh, she has, but that's my first choice too. That and a secret bar. I don't know what a secret bar is.
I had to Google it. It was basically like a chocolate bar with... what they said on the advert was like chocolate bird nesting on the top. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, I know.
So it was that, it was solid chocolate and then that on the outside. Hmm. And then in the middle, it was like a praline.
Oh.
Yeah. Came in a gold wrapper.
I like the sound of a secret bar.
Yeah. I think they were very popular.
Why was it called a secret bar? Is it because you had to eat it in secret?
I don't think it was called a secret bar. I think it was just called a Cadbury secret.
Ah.
I think she just put bar on the end as like it was a bar of chocolate. I think. Hannah, if you're listening, if I've got this wrong, please advise us on the chocolate bar names.
And then Lauren, she has said, what about a snowflake?
Although in her email she called it a flake snow.
So she said, what about a flake snow? But actually, we think she means a snowflake.
Yeah.
And Milky Bar crispy rolls.
But it's actually Milky Way crispy rolls, I think.
Right.
So the Cadbury snowflake, wasn't that a flake with white chocolate over it?
I haven't got a bloody clue.
I remember the Milky Way crispy rolls, though. They were really, you wouldn't have liked them. They were crispy on the outside.
I don't think I've ever had one. Because I think the crisp has probably put
right. If anybody wants to do a podcast with me, can you email... interested in getting rid of this crock of absolute shit. She can't remember a Milky Way crispy roll. Although, to be fair, I couldn't remember what I said my favourite TV show was about last week.
Exactly. And you called a fuse a fusion.
Okay, fair enough.
Back up.
We had another one in from Debs. This is a bit off the subject, but she just said... Ange and Ruth, the dance teacher in Peppa Pig is called Madame Gazelle. You're welcome, brilliant. Debs.
I am so pleased you've clarified Madame Gazelle.
Because thanks, Debs.
She, again, was one of my favourites in Peppa Pig.
Over Pedro Pony?
No, not over Pedro. I mean, Pedro's sort of top boy.
Was she French?
Yeah.
She was French, yeah.
Hello, Peppa.
Okay, don't insult our French listeners by the French accent. We didn't need that.
That is what she sounded like.
Maybe just go and listen to Madame Gazelle.
Well, I really liked Madame Gazelle, and I just loved the fact that she was called Madame Gazelle. Yeah, and then probably the last email we had, this was from Rachel. Hi, Andrew and Ruth, loving the podcast. You girls are ace. Thanks for laughs this morning. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I would bring back a Lion Bar. They were so good. Now, to our knowledge, you can still buy a Lion Bar.
Are you sure you can still get a Lion Bar?
Well, to be honest, now we're talking about it, I don't think I've seen Lion Bars in shops.
Well, they bought out a white chocolate Lion Bar for a bit.
Did they?
Yeah. Anyway, Rachel, I'm pretty sure that you can still get a Lion Bar.
You can.
I thought you could.
I've just looked. You could buy Lion Original Chocolate Bar by Nestle, full box of 40 gram bars from Amazon. Get yourself on Amazon, right? You can have a massive box of Lion Bars for a total of £16.88.
Rachel, if you are loving them that much,
get yourself on
there. I reckon we've just changed Rachel's life there.
We have. I know we have.
So that was our emails for the week. I mean, a lot of emails there.
More than we thought, I think, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Way more than we thought we'd get. I didn't even think we'd get one.
We'd get like two.
I definitely didn't think we'd get one like we got from Anonymous.
No. I really love that. I really love Anonymous's email, and I love that she's asked us to kind of help her.
Yeah. Now, we have got somebody who's going to write us a jingle.
Bang, bang.
My good friend, Matt Leader. Shout out to Matt Leader.
Michelle
Leader's husband.
Michelle Leader.
What is wrong? Oh, this rose has gone to her head. What is wrong with you? So we really need to nail down this name thing.
Yeah.
This week. So I feel like we should put a poll out on Instagram.
Absolutely.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, I'm at Ruth Corden. You are
at Ange Corden.
Find us over there. I think tonight or tomorrow we should put out a poll that says, I think the top three should be the podcast with no name, 88 Faces for Podcasts. And obviously, as always, if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at hello@ruthcorden.com.
It would be really good to just get some emails and some kind of, you know, things you've liked us chatting about, anything else you want us to chat about, but also any of Anonymous's vibe. We can bring the funny, we can bring the lols, we can bring the dickish behaviour. We can also bring the big time advice.
Yeah.
Which I think is important.
Oh yeah, me too. Not many people emailed us about their favourite kids shows.
There was a lot of stuff around what people would eat on their for their when they're having their hormonal.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of stuff around. Maybe we could pick that up next week.
Yeah. I had a really good message from a friend of mine about the whole kind of what she'd eat. Okay, so this was from a friend of mine called Sarah, but actually she's known to us all as Birdie because
Do you think she wants everyone to know her maiden name? Under GDPR, I'd be careful.
This is a message from Birdie.
Birdie, yeah.
And she has put, for your info, my shit day snack.
I love that shit day snack. Love that.
As I like to call it, and then in brackets, although it's more of a feast, would be KFC with a bottle of Kiwi Sauvignon Blanc. She is a Kiwi.
Right. Okay.
Kiwi Sauvignon Blanc, followed by a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's fish food ice cream, and no bastard is allowed in the house while I consume it.
Birdie is a girl after my own heart.
Holy shite.
The only question I've got is, what should you get from KFC?
Good question, that.
If you've stuck with us and you've listened to episode 2, can you message and let us know what you're getting from KFC? Because that is vital. Because I'm with you on the fish food, 100%.
And the Kiwi
Sandbank. Although I'd pick Whispering Angel, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on the fish food. I'm with you on a whole bottle of wine. But what I want to know is, what are you getting from KFC? Because Ange doesn't like KFC, so we can't have that discussion.
No.
I love a KFC.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No.
But I do.
Surprise! Something you're not a fan of, food-wise. Oh, I don't think we've come down this cul-de-sac. Guys, hold the phone. There's some food that Andrew's like, well, actually, I've got issues with that. I take umbrage. It's too crispy. The chicken's not hollow. It's too hollow. It's not crispy enough. It's too crispy.
I take umbrage.
Umbrage is a great word, isn't it? I think we should start bringing back things like umbrage and like whatnot. You know, you got your crisps and your drinks and your whatnot. But like, you know, what are you know, for the barbecue, could you bring your crisps and your drinks and whatnot?
I do, however, fully agree with Birds on the fact that no bastard is allowed in the house while I consume it.
So what would you put in instead of the KFC or McDonald's?
Yes, a big, fat, juicy burger.
Dirty Donald's.
Yeah, Dirty Donald's fries.
You wouldn't have ice cream though, would you?
Don't like the ice cream.
So actually, you don't agree with Birdie, because everything about the menu would change, other than the wine, no bastard in the house.
Yeah, but I like what she's saying. I like the vibe.
You would have a Mackey's, a massive bar of whole nut, any bottle of wine, you wouldn't care. I mean, you'd drink water fluid if you needed to.
True that.
And no bastard in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Bit of windy pops there, excuse me.
When I laugh, right,
yeah,
I sound like I smoke 40 a day. Sound like that though? No,
I don't know.
Do you know when you laugh, do you not get a real
like that? Yeah, yes, actually.
Oh, I like it.
Classic. Well, I think we're done. One more thing to quickly say: we are now on Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
on iTunes.
Yes.
If you've got an Apple device, please will you go to this episode and the previous episode, give us 5 stars and leave us a review. Yes. That is how we're going to climb zero.
And subscribe.
Definitely subscribe. Let's get our subscriber numbers through the roof. Yes. Anyway, remember you can email us. You can get us both on Instagram. If you want to send us an email, it's hello@ruthcorden.com. If you want to get in touch with us via email, do that. Message us on the gram. Leave us a review on Apple. Message us on Podbean.
Right.
All that stuff. We are so grateful that you're listening.
That.
Thank you so much. And we will see you next week.